Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
All right, let's talk Grammys real quick, because when they were announced on Friday, we had already been gotten done with the show, basically. So the Grammy nominees are out. Kendrick Lamar leads the way with 8.
Wow.
A lot of it thanks to his work on the Black Panther soundtrack. Drake is next with 7. Lady Gaga was nominated 5 times, and 4 of the times came from A Star Is Born, which she has been nothing short of just over-the-top complimentary to Bradley Cooper, saying he is such a raw talent, a natural, things like that. And I know that they have a very special bond because he sort of broke her down in order to get her to make that performance. And then she said, oh, you're going to be singing. You're not going to be doing this thing where someone else is going to sing. So it was a really cool relationship, I think.
I really want Bradley Cooper to release an album as that singer. I was so down for all those songs that he performed. I think they should do it.
Yeah.
Why not? You got money. You're just sitting around.
What else? You don't have Guardians of the Galaxy coming out for God knows how long. It's fine, Bradley Cooper.
I think they should totally do it.
Absolutely. Now, keep in mind, the Grammys go down on February 10th. Another big end of the year type thing list, I guess I should say, is movies that did well this year. They're saying that these are the movies that are like the top movies of 2018. And I'm just... You know that probably a lot of them on this list are not ones that, you know, you knew and loved. Because I feel like that's what happens with the Oscars.
Right.
They're like, wait, what is that? Well, there is, I think, one of a star favorite here in the top 3. The 3rd movie on the list is Black Panther, which I thought was...
Better be.
Phenomenal. Number 2 was A Star Is Born. And number 1 is this movie called Roma. It's like a Spanish language account of growing up in a suburb of Mexico City in the 70s. I didn't see that.
What?
I didn't see it. But that's okay. I'm sure it's great.
The critics are saying that's the top movie of 2018.
Top movie.
18.
Top. Tops.
All right. I'm split down the middle on when critics recommend stuff. Because in one point, like, yes, we as society should sort of expand our horizons.
Yes.
And like look and watch stories that take us out of what we know.
Yeah.
And so watching something like that. But then also, why can't more superhero movies be up there or something really dumb?
Can I say that Avengers Infinity War didn't even make the top 10?
Wow.
Which really shocked me. I guess maybe it wasn't critically acclaimed. I don't know.
Most of the superhero movies aren't.
Right. No, you're right. They're not. And it's so anyway, I just thought that was interesting. And finally, we've been talking a lot about Cardi B's divorce from Offset. He has declared that he misses her. So she was performing at a concert on Saturday, and she sort of modified one of her raps to include the fact that she's going to get a divorce from Offset.
Oh.
Because it used to be, she talked about Offset in the song. It's Motorsport. And at one point, the lyrics say something about, man, we should sell that adult material.
Mm.
The other word, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, then she changed it to, yeah, we're going to get a divorce.
Uh-oh.
And on Sunday morning, he tweeted, y'all, I miss Cardi.
Oh, so he's trying to publicly say, I want you back.
Yeah.
Please forgive me. Because, I mean, over the weekend, there were some rumors that he cheated.
Right.
And that's why
she
said, I'm done. We're divorcing.
Well, and especially over the weekend, the girls that were supposed to have this party of 3 with Offset came forward. One of them used to work with Nicki Minaj.
Oh,
like, it's a big A mess.
I mean, listen, if I were Cardi right now, her career is so hot, nominated for Grammy, she's everywhere, I would just rise above it. I would not acknowledge it. I would just keep going because the more that you give into it, that's just going to drag you down.
And she had to acknowledge it though, and she did with a live Instagram video, which like 100,000 people watched at the time, including Lindsay Lohan, by the way. Thought that was interesting. Anyway, so Cardi decided to address the rumors that it's a publicity stunt because that has crossed into the conversation as well.
Right.
Because he's got an album coming up, end of the week. Offset. And then Cardi, obviously, you know, we know that she does a lot of stuff that gets her publicity. But she said, listen, this is not for publicity. She says, I really don't like how people are saying that. I wouldn't put my family in a bad name for no publicity, because at the end of the day, 10 years from now, my daughter will be looking at these types of things. She's going to be asking me these types of things. And she goes, do you think I would have gotten pregnant at the height of what I'm trying to get my career started if this was a publicity stunt?
True.
Valid. So I give it to Cardi B. That's what's hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.